Blog Talk Radio.
One mind, one team, one heart, one plan to the whole, one goal from the start. Dominate the art of the black and blue, and watch the Super Bowl dream so they all come true.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Payne. They're getting ready to do the national anthem, so we're going to have a moment of silence while they sing the national anthem, and then I'll start the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Women's Football Playoff Style. I'm Coach Penn, not to be confused with Ron Burgundy, who always told this city to stay classy. That's right, everybody. I'm in San Diego, and we are here for round two of the WFA playoffs, pitting the Bay Area Bandits from the San Francisco area, in case those not familiar with what Bay Area means, against the San Diego Surge. Bay Area comes in with a 7-2 record, and San Diego comes in with a 9-0 record. These teams have played once this season already, with San Diego coming out victorious 42-13. They have already conducted the national anthem, as you may have heard, and the coin toss is already done. Bay Area won the coin toss and has elected to receive. Lining up for the kick is number 91 for San Diego. That is Andrea Grant. Back deep for the area is number 22, Kara Kimmel. And it looks like number 11, and that's Kimberly Mosley. I do have some familiarity with a bunch of players on both these teams, so I'll try and keep you updated as quickly as possible. And here's the kickoff. Kicking from left to right is directly to Kara Kimmel, who finds the blocking and taking it down the right side. Great pursuit, a huge tackle. Looks like that's number 38. Let me see who that is. 97. 97 was on the tackle. She came streaking down. That's Anika Quest. They got it all the way back up to the 30, so it's going to be first and 10 for Bay Area from the 30-yard line. 14-51. Now, this is round two of the playoffs. We got some scores from you. One final today. I'll try and keep you updated on that. And what would I consider an upset? Last year's IWFL champion, Boston, traveled to Chicago and beat them pretty soundly, too. 50-23. So Boston moves on to the conference championship. And first and 10, Sandra Hernandez is under center. Got number 45 lined up behind her, LaSar Brown, with Dakota Smith in behind her. They sweep right up behind a matron. Dakota Smith is steady, follows some blockers. Looks like she may have gained a yard. Forced backwards, but I think they're going to give her credit for forward progression for 1 yard. And yes, they will. And Bay Area will huddle. I know that San Diego is a hurry-up, high-tempo offense. Bay Area is the exact opposite. They are a ball-control, time-consuming offense. They're trying to move the ball all the way down the field using a mixture of play action and hard-nosed running. They come out with tight end right. 45 is now the tailback, and they basically do a counter to her, who shed the tackle. but she was able to get around the left side, making the defensive end miss, but number 33, Tracy Wong, wrapped her up. LaSalle Brown is a very, very big girl. You always tell where she is on the field because she wears those red sleeves. Don't quite get that because red is not a Bay Area color. But she gets wrapped up. They do gain 5 yards, so it's 3rd and 4. No huddle there. Trying to run hurry up now, and then back in the eye. Still tight end right. Eye back. San Diego's in a 3-4 defense. The play action. The tension's on. Good pickup by Dakota Smith, but the ball could be well short of the first down. Not even back to the line of scrimmage. So that was number 80. Caught the ball from Sandra Hernandez. Number 80 is Jody Rao. They lose at least 1 yard. I would say 2, so it's going to be 4th and 6, and the punt team coming out in the field. Seems to be, they huddle up for punt. Number 9, Ferris Pine, is the punter. She's going to drop back deep. The gunners are number 41. 41 is Latrice Johnson. And number 83 of the fight, Esme Mendoza. Back deep is, I really can't see the number. It's 22, Deuce Reyes. Deuce Reyes grabs that 31. She's going to the right. Good block by Wong. She's got a lot of room. Dakota Smith wraps her up and drops her before she reaches the midfield, though. So that was a good return right there by Deuce Reyes. I expect number 21, Dina Kidry, to be back there. She is very dangerous. She's only returned 9 punts this year, but 3 of them have been for touchdowns. So I was kind of shocked when I saw Reyes back there for that. I was expecting something. Let me see where the punt returns. Last game they played, Dina had 2 punt returns for 60 yards, 30-yard average. Not bad. Dina Reyes does a good job. Surge come out in a double tight formation. They are in a pistol formation with the quarterback at 4 yards with number 21, Dina Guidry. Number 3, Melissa Gallegos, is the center. For those of you who don't know, they are a running and passing team. Guidry is a track star who's also a very, very violent runner. She gets around the left side on a sweep and powers over 2 defenders before she's knocked backwards. Looks like it'll be a 6-yard gain on the left side. San Diego, under the direction of head coach Mike Sluggett, has always been predominantly a passing team. This year, with the addition of several players, they have become pretty balanced, and they run for and pass for over 200 yards each game. They do not huddle. They go double spread, still on the pistol, with Guidry behind them. Ball snap, fake the handoff. The quick screen to number 5. He makes a quick move and gets it on the corner. Number 41 makes the tackle. That was a gator. That was a pass to number 5, Casey Clark, who made a nifty move before number 41, Latrice Johnson. First down for the Surge. So 11:23 left. 0-0 is the score. They're calling out Gagos. Looks like it's going to be twin left tight, tight end right, and spread out thin. That's going to be a dive right up the middle. Guidry reads the block. And she gets around the left side and makes Kimberly move and miss, gets around the corner and gets a first down. If you can't hear me, make sure you real loud. The announcer is really loud. I'm only a couple of feet from him. Doubles right now. They're coming back out in doubles. It's 1st and 10 from the 27-yard line. Looks like Barry is in a 4-1. I'm not sure. There's a pass to number 10, the third-string quarterback. That is Holly Peterson. Peterson had to fill in at quarterback when Rufo was hurt earlier this year. Now she's back at receiver. Back at receiver, and she makes a catch right there and takes it forward for 1st down to the 8-yard line. 1st and goal for the Surge. They're back out in trouble. And it looks like Bay Area is red out pretty thin. Looks like they're only rushing 4, maybe 5. Yeah, it looks like a 5-1. I couldn't see the nose tackle. Could be a dive right up the middle to Guidry, who's no, it was a fake. It's actually an option left. Gagos keeps it. She ducks under a high tackle, and manages to get the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line.
1 or 2 yard line.
So.
The ball there by the quarterback's defense. Run off to the left hand side.
They hiked that so quick, I didn't even see the number 11. Jessica Zavallette, I just call her JJ. Go in motion behind the quarterback for a possible option. They're going to line back up, see if Bay Area does anything different. They are tightening up, putting a lot of people in the gap. Be surprised if this isn't a dive or a sweep around the left side. Looks like there's a false start. Line of play. It is going to be a false start on third. Set a second in the goal from the one. It's going to be second and goal from the six. 9:17 left in the game. The winner of this game will play the winner of KC Dallas. Now, one of the strange things in the WFA is the traveling schedule. And KC lost the game, but if they win, they actually get to host the conference championship against either one of these teams. If Dallas wins, I think the Surge host if they win, and the Dallas would win if Barry wins. There's a snap. It's a big dive. It's a little it's a flicker screen pass. Looks like it's going to be a block in the back. It was pretty obvious. The ball was caught. Two, maybe 3 yards in the play, but there's going to be a penalty for a block in the back, and it's going to be second and goal for about the 16. Referees are talking about it. Penalty's actually really far in the backfield. Maybe it's not a block in the back. Wait for the white cap. I didn't get a list of the official's name, so I apologize for not giving him any kudos. It's actually a personal foul against the Bay Area Bandits. Too far away to see hear the number called on, but it's going to get first and goal from the 2 yard line. Here are the referees. Now, referee Gary Bram, umpire Tony Murrier, head lineman Ryan Bressler, line judge Donald Carstetter, and back judge Michael Wynn. Thanks, guys, for officiating the game. First and goal from the 2 yard line. Double. Twins on both sides. Got a motion across by Carmen Cruz. The dive fake. She's going to release it to the flat. She is open. Diego tried to throw it over the top, but is unable to complete the pass. With very good coverage on the play by number 25, DJ Block. She had tight coverage in it. Was causing a perfect pass, and Melissa couldn't quite deliver it. But it will be second and goal from the two.
Yeah, second and goal, about 2 yard line.
Let's see, they don't really huddle. They basically just everybody stands around the line of scrimmage and listens to Gagel's called off the play. They line up in double tight end, but their tight ends aren't tight ends. Their receivers are lined up at the tight end in a 2-point stance. Usually this does mean running play. There's definitely going to be a false start on that one as both Dina Guidry and JJ, number 11, went into motion at the same time. It was going to be a dive option play to the left. They have not run right yet. In fact, only two passes have gone right, but every single other play has gone to the left, the offensive left at it. So they're back right where they were 30 seconds ago on the play clock. Second and goal from the 7 yard line. Once again, they're in doubles with double tight end, with Cruz and JJ at the tight end, Casey Clark and Melody Peterson. There's a sweep to the left, of course, like I said. Kim Miller noticed it. At the end of it, got blocked. And Guidry squeezing in. That's a touchdown for the third. Just like that. 8:47 left in the game, left in the first quarter, and it is 6-0 third. And it's going to come. The Surge kicker is number 91, Audrey Grant. On the season, she is, let me see, I have this right here in front of me, 58 of 67 on extra points. So, not bad. Obviously, they score a lot. She's had to kick extra points 67 times. We can forgive the 9 she's missed, but let's see. Line up, see if Bay Area can put pressure on this. Snap's a little slow. Slow, and it is blocked. So, not sure. It always goes against the kicker on that, but that was a low snap, and I couldn't see if number 2, Jeffrey Wiseman, actually got it down quick enough. With Bay Area to receive the ball. Now, let me give you a little background on these two teams in the season. The Surge is the second offense in the WSA at 58.2 points a game, which is insane. The Tribe is number one. Tribe is right now playing Dallas. The Spread wins a little bit. It's 20-14. Dallas is in the lead. So, oh, I do finally have a score from Indy and Jacksonville. The Indianapolis Crash beat Jacksonville 42-0. That's a big upset as far as I'm concerned. Kind of a surprise. That's big time right there. So far, two games. Two, what I would call upsets, because we had two undefeated teams lose teams with losses. So we got Andre Grant lining up for the kickoff from the 35-yard line. Mosley and Kimmel back. It's a little pooch kick. And it's going to... I'm not sure if it went out of bounds. Whistle being blown. It bounced over a Bandit player, and I couldn't tell because I'm on the Surge sideline, and they do have some pretty tall players that I can't see over, and it would seem to have hit the sideline. If it did, it's going to be the first ball, as number 22, Deuce Reyes, recovered it. We'll find out here in a second as the officials are talking, but there was a flag thrown by the sideline judge, so there might have been an illegal touching. So we'll check in a second.
Got a lot of the aggressive call about the
coach. Bay Area is walking their offense out, and San Diego does have their defense ready to play, so that's what it looks like so far. No time did run off the clock, and if that's the case, that means it probably just did hit out of bounds and the clock never run. So as the officials talk, I can go back into. Offensive crazy scores that San Diego put up this year. To start off the season pretty huge, 84-0, then they scored 74 the next game, then 82, and then they started to curtail off with their highest score over the next six games being 55. They did finish the season 9-0 with an average margin of victory over 5 and 6 touchdowns. Closest game it being a win against the Silver State Legacy, 48-15. That's the closest score. There is no flag, and they say it did not hit out of bounds, so that the fumble recovery off that kick is done by Deuce Reyes. She gets credit for that onside kick recovery, and now the offense and defense for both teams come back on the field. San Diego does start out in the huddle. The defensive line for Bay Area is a pretty darn good group. Coach Leggett had very high praise for number 55, saying it was the hardest person that had to block all year. She's the nose tackle for Bay Area. Number 66 and 27, that would be Lenny Sestrom and Amber Jones, the other two on the three-man front. They got a couple DNs that they look, and then LaSar Brown is stuck in the middle by herself, reading the running backs, trying to make a tackle. Looks like San Diego is going to come out and trips to their right. JJ, number 11, is far to the left by herself, and if they leave her manned up, I'm pretty sure they're going to go to her. They discovered an onside kick, so they're probably going to go deep. Oh, they sweep it out to the right finally to Dina Guidry, who is tackled quickly by number 27 for a 1 yard gain, but there's going to be a flag on this play for a block in the back. Definitely wasn't a personal foul this time. So 1 yard gain is going to be negated by a block at the back by number 10, Melody Peterson of the Surge. Saw that one from up here. So they'll have first down all over again, but they're still in Bay Area territory. Moves the ball back actually across the 50-yard line. They march it from the spot of the foul, which was actually in the backfield. So it's going to be first and 21. All right, so first and 21 from the 47. And double spread again. Looks like Bay Area is blitzing. They do blitz. It looks like it's going to be a screen as the fall offensive line receives downfield. JJ double it. JJ sits up the middle and bounces back outside. Able to pick up the penalty 11 yards. So it's going to be a nice 11-yard gain. It was supposed to go up the middle of the field, but it looks like she bounced it outside of the left and picked up a 10 or 11 yards. So the penalty is gone. Second and 9.5. 7:22 left in the first quarter. And the clock is rolling. Kimberly Mosley, number 11 of Barry, was on the tackle. Now we got a double tight left. There's two receivers in close tight. The tight end to the right, and receiver spread out wide right. There's a dive right up the middle to Guidry. She's waiting for a hold of the film, and there it is. She drops outside. Left over to the beat, and she's out of the sideline. Oh, number 66. That's a defensive lineman catching Guidry, which is surprising. But that's a big gain right there from all the way from the 40-yard line all the way to inside the 20. So it's going to be first down and 10. Big run by Guidry up the middle, stalemated up the middle, and then bounced it out around the right side. Outran the defensive back, but the defensive lineman chased her down from behind. And for those of you who don't know, the defensive lineman was on the left side, and this woman ran all the way to the right. And she tracked down Guidry from behind, just basically hopped on her back and made the tackle. Otherwise, that would have been a score. We got first and 10. It's going to be an option. Shovel pass up the middle. They're trying to get the shovel pass. It's not there. So she does pitch it out to Guidry, who is tackled immediately by number 41, Latrice Johnson. They set up the shovel pass. Shovel pass is basically when you flip the ball forward underhand to somebody around the line of scrimmage. It's another type of screen play where you can release the lineman downfield because you're throwing it behind the line of scrimmage. It was pretty well defended by Bay Area. Gagos was forced to then pitch it out to her option person, who was tackled immediately. No gain on the play. And now it's second and 10. From the 16-yard line at 5:35 left, Stars leading 6-0. Motion by two people. They can shift as long as they set, they'll be fine. So they do shift to 5-4 wide. So that was definitely a busted play. Davis just grabs the ball and runs up the middle. A lot of fans are pissed off because the flags weren't thrown, but basically two receivers went into motion, and because they just ran both across the motion and checked, then it's not motion. They just shifted the formation. But it was a busted play where Gagos just took the ball, ran forward for about 3 yards. It's going to be third down and 7 from the 14-yard line. Got a pretty good turn out here at the game, and guess what? It is beautiful weather down in San Diego. For those of you in other parts of the country where it's sweltering hot, raining, or just plain miserable, it's definitely not here. It's going to be a trick play as Gagos goes into motion, direct snap to Guidry. He's going to be right up the middle. He's going to bounce it outside, find the seam. There's a penalty flag. There's going to be a block in the back again. The penetration by Bay Area is causing the receivers by the surge to hit them in the back where their names are. You ever see the name on the jersey, you're definitely not supposed to do anything. And I know there's a penetration right there by number 41, Latrice Johnson, causing a hold. It wasn't actually a block in the back. It was a hold. She got through there so quickly that somebody reached out and grabbed some jersey, held her back. So third and 7 is now going to turn into third and 17.
So you're looking at third, 17, go for the third.
So they actually go to a huddle because this is big time. I'm sure it's 4-down territory for them. They do have a kicker that can kick field goals. But this team is a pedal to the metal type team where they're trying to put touchdowns on the board and make sure that the other team has to play catch up. They line up in doubles, got 45 and 11 to the right and 81 and 5 to the left with number 21 in the backfield. Snap comes back. It's a fake. Sweep, there's a lot of pressure, but she gets the ball away, but there was nobody there. There was a lot of pressure. Number 55, number 27, they were all in the backfield, and as soon as they take that sweep to the left side, they just turned around and saw lots of white jerseys with green numbers and stepped up and tried to get the ball to JJ, who had sat down about 10 yards downfield, but the ball was nowhere near her. So it is fourth down and 17, but they are going for it, as I anticipated. Not a lot of plays, but I know exactly what's going to happen. Here we go. She's going to drop back, and they're going to try to hit one of the receivers deep. Finds a seam, It's a fucking interception. LaShawn Brown got right in the route of that pass. Had too much heat on it. She was unable to contain it as a linebacker. But it bounced up into the air, and number 80, Jody Howe, grabbed it before being tackled by number 10, Melody Peterson. Now, for everybody out there, it's great to have an interception, but they now start at the 11-yard line, where if she would just knock it down, they would have had the ball on the other side of the 20. So it's not in deep, deep, dangerous territory, so you can't afford to make a mistake down here. 4:11 left in the first quarter. 6-0 surge. Bay Area comes out with their two receivers to the right, and they have I formation tight end left. They are a power team, and that's what they're running at, power. Got the Curtis Smith getting around the corner. Boom, big hit by number 33, Wong. And while she couldn't take down the Curtis Smith by her own, she slowed her down enough that number 38, Selena Mosley, could hop on top. So, but that is a huge game for Curtis Smith right there. So that's pulled all the way out to the 18-yard line. So that's a 7-yard gain by Curtis Smith. And we just lost the referee's name as that paper went flying down into the sand. So, let's see. Definitely a successful play for Bay Area. They are only looking to get 3 to 4 yards of play, pop some play action off. That was Star Brown as the defense now. She hit that. They do that little counter play where they fake the dive up the middle to the smaller back and then give it the other direction to the bigger back. No, that's me. I'm doing the internet broadcast.
Oh, gotcha.
Gotcha. That was one of the team owners with the area. She hadn't heard any of the names announced over the PA system. I am actually doing the internet broadcast, and I will now have 13 minutes. So, LaShawn Brown was able to pick up 2.75 yards, but not enough for the first down. Third and a foot. They're faking to the coach. They're going to run out and try and hit somebody deep, and they find LaShawn Brown right in the flat. Very, very nice play on third and one. I was looking for a little lead right up the middle, and instead they roll out and hit LaShawn Brown, seeping through the line of scrimmage and releasing into the flat for a nice 10-yard gain. So now it's first and 10 from the 31-yard line. So they got it out of the dangerous territory and are looking to put a couple first downs together. Just over 2 minutes left in the first quarter. The San Diego defense is a 3-5 defense, and it's a pressure-filled defense. They are coming. Number 41, Latrice Brown goes in motion. Ooh. The snap really didn't get there. It's a late ball play, but Dakota Smith's going to make something out of it. She makes a couple people miss. Should have been a very good negative play, but she ends up managing 2 yards out of that. So that's pretty good right there. There are about 4 third players on that play. Number 24, Kalia Lawson, and number 38, Selena Mosley, are in on the tackle. Like I said, that play didn't look very well at all. Half the offense moved and half the offense didn't. Luckily, the people that needed to, I guess, did. Kind of looked like a cross. We got 2nd and 8 from the 33-yard line. And Jay Elliott comes out and trips to the left with a single back being Smith. Sandra Hernandez calls out a kid. She's going to roll out. Little screen in the 80s. But it was incomplete and well covered. Even if she had caught that, I don't think she would have been able to get back to the line of scrimmage. Now, both teams passed the ball very well. All the season, Sandra Hernandez is tall, 55 out of 137. Not a great percentage completion, 40%, but she's thrown for almost 700 yards, 6 TDs, and 10 interceptions. Now, 4 of those interceptions came against the last time they played them. 3 of them to Ashley Moody, one of them was being returned for a touchdown. So in 38, the crowd gets a little lively. Sandra has been called out. They're going to be a running play. Huge hole, but they're unable to block number 96. 96, Janice Edwards on the tackle. I mean, there was a huge hole, but somebody didn't block that side, and she just hopped in the back of LaStawn Brown. And instead of being first and 10, it's now going to be 4th and 3. They are not sitting in the putting unit. So here's a was a big play at the beginning of the game. 40 seconds left in the quarter. They haven't even crossed their own 40, much less midfield, and they're deciding to go for it. That's a lot of confidence in their offensive line right there. It is the protection. Or straight ahead. It looks like San Diego's going to be lifting on this one. Line up in the eye. It's a stretch play, but it's going nowhere. That play just looks horrible from the get-go. They end up losing 2 yards in that play. Stretch plays are designed to find a seam to cut up the middle. But, I mean, the quarterback, San Hernandez, reverse pivot out of the center and then had to basically run to get the ball to LaFar Brown, who by that time the play was already dead. So that was a very unsuccessful call on fourth down. Head coach for the Bears, then, is Golay. That would be Danielle Golay. She's a former player. She actually played last year as part of Team USA. But right now, with the turnover on downs, we find a surge at the 36-yard line of Bay Area. They line up with their double formation with both receivers in tight, two of them spread out, with Dina Goodrich still as the tailback. Daigle's called motion. J.J., number 11, goes in motion. It's direct snap to her. She's going to try and hit the corner, but number 80 sees the end and makes a great tackle. Number 80, what is her name? Jody Howell, the one with already with the interception. That was a 2-yard gain on something that could have been much more dangerous. That is the end of the first quarter. Bears lead 6-0, but they are driving, and I will take a quick break to get my lip wet after being parched, and I'll come back to you.
Coach, the staff of the next game is going to be the Skywalk Bar and Grill over on 4809 Plymouth Drive. Hope to see everybody there.
Be careful because the officials might come up here yelling. You're not supposed to be announcing the game while it's going on. No, when you get the pass. I remember that they used to say that. Like, it's a running on the right side. They like, they come up here and they went off with somebody once.
Yeah, no, I don't understand.
Huh? Quarter. We're now moving from right to left when San Diego has the ball here at Mira Mesa Stadium. It is 2nd and 8. Looks like Bay Area is pumping to a zone. It's going to be a dive right at the middle to Dina Guidry. 55 missed the tackle, and that's going to hurt because she had it in the backfield but was unable to wrap her up, and she looks like she's going to be just shy of the first down. Number 80 is down on the play, though, and 80 has made a couple of great plays already. While everybody takes a knee to see that she's okay, she has rolled over onto her back, and they will stop the clock one way into the second quarter with a score of 6-0. 55, like I was talking to Coach Suggett, made him go way back as competitive coaches. We talk a lot, and I was talking to him before the game, and he was very impressed with how physical Bay Area is. The first meeting they had, which was in week 8 of the WFA season, 35-0 at halftime, and he admitted to me that his team was actually beat in the second half by them 13-7. Final score was 42-13. And I asked him about the confidence of his team, having already beaten his team pretty soundly and then taking the rest of the half off. And he said that was a concern, and that his players were aware, and that, throughout the season, the second time they played at somebody, they didn't improve. They basically did not play as enthusiastic as the first time they played somebody. Examples when they played the Showgirls, first time was 84-0, second time 55-0. When they played the Warriors, 82-0, and the second time they played it was 43-6, and I was at that game. It was 7-6 in the first quarter. I mean, it was a very good game. The undermanned Warriors gave them a very, very big fight. San Diego's depth and athletic skills were too much. As I sit here in the booth in San Diego, it's a very weird stadium as the sun sets to the home side, so it's in my face. But I do have a nice panoramic view of balloons along the San Diego coastline. So here we are facing 3rd-and-1. We got double tight end. Cameron Cruz is a sack. It's going to be a sweep. There was penetration by number 66, but gives her ease to burn, and she's got a clear pass to the end zone. As Cameron throwing her 18th touchdown of the year. So, that's second for the team, 18 touchdowns of the year. Number 66 just shot the gap so perfectly, had her in the backfield. All she needed was somebody else in the middle of the field to shut down the play, and it was over. But nobody else was there. One person can't make the play. She cut all the way across the other side of the field for a nice long touchdown run, nice 30-yard run. Andrea Grant in for the extra point attempt. First one was blocked. The snap was pretty low. This snap is bad. First one was low. This one's high. Grant picks it up. Looks like she's going to check it as far as she can. But it is batted down by number 2. That was Sasha Avila. That was a very smart play. As obviously, you call fire or whatever your word is on your team. When it was a bad snap. Person rolls out, leaves the ball, but the Bay Area knocks down. Makes 12-0 and 14:07 left in the first half. Let's go over some scores from the rest of the league. So you know, Boston obliterated Chicago today. It was 50-23. Jacksonville has beat down 42-0 and the two upsets on the Eastern Conference. So it'll be Boston and Indy. I'm not sure who's the home team. Dallas was winning. KC tied it up. And let me see if I can find an update on that score while everything's going. Looks like it's 20-20 still to go. Ooh, 20 seconds left in the game. So, looks like they're probably going to go into overtime, or KC's going to hit they're in field goal range, so they might be able to kick a field goal before the end of the game. It's 2nd-and-15, 3rd-and-15 with 20 seconds left. Andre Grant kicks the ball off. The ball's rolling around. Tara Kimmel finally picks it up. Takes it right. It's going to get tracked down by a lot of people, but she makes four of the five defenders in there. 22-yard line. That's number 44, Samantha White on the tackle. But she didn't make, like, four people miss. I mean, there were five people ready to tackle her. She just shifted some hips, did a couple fancy moves, and made sure she picked up a couple yards. So, third possession that Bay Area will be starting in. Very horrible. So, with 1 second left, a try go for a field goal, and it was no good. So, it's going to be overtime in Dallas. What a good game that must be. 20-20 going into overtime. Nothing like a fifth quarter in football. All right, so here we go. 1st-and-10 for Bay Area, down 12-0 already. They got doubles right. LeSar Brown is the tailback. Looks like we're going to be running left. There's good penetration by the defense, but she is low. She just hit in the backfield, and she's going to pick up 2 yards. So it's going to be 2nd-and-8. LeSar Brown is a two-way player. She's a linebacker and running back and tight end. I mean, she plays a multitude of positions and is definitely one of the players you need to look out for when you're scheming for the Bay Area Bandits. A couple of those other players, Sandra Hernandez, number 8. She's a very good passer. She has a good velocity on her throws. My one complaint about her would be you put pressure on her, you have a better chance of shutting her down. Latrice Johnson is a very good wide receiver, and Dakur Smith is a very, very good running back. So now they're coming out trips right. Looks like they're going to try to get somebody in motion. LeSar Brown's going to come in motion all the way across the formation. They're going to fake the sweep. She's going to roll out and try and get somebody. Number 5 is open, but she's not going to be able to throw it to her. She does tweet up to the line sideline. I'm not sure if she got back to the line of scrimmage or not. She might have stepped out beforehand, and she did. So she loses a couple of yards on that. She lost 3 yards of the play. Oh, nope, 2 yards. So it's going to be 3rd and 10. She had number 5, who she had faked the pitch out to the left, in the flats wide open. I mean, it wouldn't have resulted in anything but maybe 5 yards, but it's better than a 2-yard loss. So now they face 3rd and 10 from their own 22, right where they started with off after kickoff. There's 12:07 left in the second quarter, and the lights now are coming on, but the sun is directly in my face. So I'm squinting a bit. If I can't see the number, I apologize. I'm getting crazy. 3rd and 10, the crowd livens up. Curtis Smith is in the backfield. It's a pass. There's an all-out blitz, which he's able to get the ball out to number 3.
Oh,
we're not going to tackle that. Stop that one real short. It looks like there's going to be a couple of balls in the play, but, I mean, there was a lot of people around that tackle, and it was on the opposite side of the field, so I really couldn't see who all was in on that tackle, but I know that number 59, Amy Beal, had backside penetration chasing Sandra Hernandez, and she basically did a jump pass to number 3, who is Dominique Reed. Save the catch, gains of the yard. Bandits did send in their punting team. And now number 21, Dina Guidry, is back for the return. It would not be smart kicking it to him, but nobody is covering the gunner on the left side. They were to throw it to her. It's, oh, no, a bad snap. And it's number 2, Desiree Wiseman, covers the ball inside the 5-yard line. Another bad snap. We got 2 on extra points by the third, and that 1 on punt by the Bay Area Bandits. And oof, I'm hoping their coach is sad out over there because nobody covered the top gunner. She was uncovered, and all that punter had to do was catch the ball and throw it out there to her. She would have been 20, 25 yards before anybody was around her. So it's 1st and goal from the 5-yard line. Looking to make the score a 3-score game. San Diego is going to come out with their starting lineup still in. We've got Tripp to the right. Number 10, Melody Peterson, singled out to her left. Guidry is the back in the backfield. It's going to be an option play. She's going to pitch it. It's fumble, but Guidry is going to lose a ton of yardage on that play. Diego's tried to set everybody up on her and then pitch the ball, but she was going to have the arm strength to get it out there. And the ball hit the ground. Guidry had to chase it around off the ground. By the time she picked it up, they were several Bay Area Bandit players ready to make the tackle, and that's going to be a 7-yard loss. It is now 2nd down. It is 2nd down. They do have 3rd down on the board. They're switching it right now. It is 2nd down and goal. They're back to their normal double set. Snap. Guidry swings out to the left. They're throwing the slant to cover through. Bailey Ross for number 81 for the touchdown. Number 81. Simon Cruz on the touchdown. 84. Valencia Higgins had to take the tackle and goal line. Cruz lowers the shoulder and goes in for the third touchdown of the day. Pass coming from Diego. So the one negative aspect of the third so far has been the extra point. Let's see if they can convert one. I mean, they had such a high percentage for the season, with 58 out of 67, but now they're 0-2 for this game. Both snaps fumbled, one high, one low. Maybe they'll aim for the middle this time. So with 10:02 left, Surge aiming for the first extra point after the third touchdown. Snap's good, ball down, ball up, and hit. So, under the hand, Surge gets the foot on it through the upright. 19-0 with 10:02 left in the half. While this game is starting up, check this stuff out. Let's see if we can get an update on the KC game. No update yet. Just went into overtime. So that's all we got right now. Right now, here we are in beautiful Southern California, San Diego, 19-0, 10:02. I called Andre Grant Hub earlier in the broadcast. I mentioned that I know a lot of players on both these teams. In fact, a couple of the players on the Surge I have actually coached. 91, her nickname on the Quake was Hub. Number 76, her name was Hood. And then a couple of the players I coached during the All-Star games the last 2 years. The Cook is a nice deep kick taken inside the 20, but fumbled by Kim Mosley. She quickly picks it up, finds everybody, where's her wall, looking for a hole. Can't find the hole. She still isn't tackled, and she is definitely the smallest person on the field. But there were seven third players that tried wrapping her up, couldn't. Finally, she was tripped up, pulled the ball up across the 25 after fumbling it inside the 20, giving Bay Area first and 10 from the 26-yard line. Kimberly Mosley is a player that I also know. He coached against her when she played for the Santa Rosa Scorchers. She's a speed demon. Very quick, very good DB. Dakura Smith was also on the Santa Rosa Scorchers. So I'm very familiar with most of the players in both these teams, so I'm going to try and make this as personal as I can so everybody can understand who's doing what out there. If you have any comments or concerns, please feel free to put the comments on the board, and hopefully I'll get some feedback from DJ at halftime. Once again, it's 19-0 with 9:30, first and 10 from the 26 for Bay Area. Hernandez under center, got Latrice Johnson going in motion. They're going to fake the sweep. It's another play action, trying to hit somebody deep. Should have been intercepted by Wyman, number two, but she turned around, the ball was in her face, and she dropped it. So they're looking to hit Latrice Johnson on a post corner. But the pressure backside has been pretty amazing. They've been trying to do a sweep play action where they basically get the running back outside and then roll the quarterback away from the pressure, but the pressure, they're not getting any contact on the defensive lineman, and Hernandez just doesn't have any time to throw the ball. So she escapes her first interception right there, and it just becomes an incomplete pass. We got Twins to the right. It's going to be a quick snap, run to Dakota Smith, who squeezes behind the block of LaSalle Brown, but it's only going to be a one-yard gain. It is pretty hard to see the numbers on the third. They have silver numbers on blue jersey. And I'm sure as the light goes down, I can see them a little bit better. But when four people are on the tackle, I can't see the first person that made it. I mean, they play that 3-5 defense, which is a unique defense, to say the least. The third played in the California Quake round robin, preseason round robin. So we got to play against that, and I was so glad that they're the only team we've had to play against that 3-5, because it's a very, very different type defense. I mean, you can call it an Eagle-type defense with the Rover walked up, but it's a pressure-filled defense. They rely on their skills. There's a nice throw by Hernandez, but number 9, Ferris Pine, couldn't pull it in. I mean, she was one hand up, but that was a rifle of a pass by Hernandez. And it probably would have been a first down, as she could have just turned the corner. There was some loose coverage over there. It does bring up 4th and 9. So they're going to have to punt it again, and the sun is finally just setting behind the, is it the mountains or the clouds? It looks like the clouds. So hoping for a good snap this time. They do cover both receivers this time. So we got number 21, Guidry is back. Looks like Sandy went for the block. Going to get a good bounce, but nobody's back there, and it's still rolling. It's still rolling. Step back. I'm able to go from the 27-yard line to the 28-yard line. That's going to be a 45-yard punt right there, if my math's correctly. Nice directional punt. Surge was going for the block as Wyman was trying to get in there quickly. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Surge. There is 8:08 left in the second quarter with a Surge leading 19-0, and now they're going to have to drive the whole field if they're going to look to put that fourth touchdown on the board. So it looks like I'm not in the WFA, so I don't know what the rules are, but it looks like they play college-style overtime just like the league that I do, and the Dallas has the ball, or tries out the ball first, and they fail to score, so all the Diamonds have to do is put a field goal up, and they win. Third, I think, are rooting for them, because if the Diamonds win and they win, then they get to host next weekend. And there's a nice quick pass with just as the touchdown pass. Same person, coming through for reception. Nice 9-yard gain. The design of their offense, having two receivers and the wider and the running back directly behind, spreads the defense out, and if you blitz, they're going to hit some hot routes. If you don't blitz, they're going to pick apart your zone or just run. They're a very balanced team. There's a false start. And if the Surge have one complaint, even though they're winning 19-0, they have made several mental mistakes so far. Several penalties on the day. And another one that takes a short yardage, internal yardage. Well, it's going to be 2nd and 7 from the 31-yard line. They're in their spread double formation. Pistol again. Davis calling out the snap. Swing Guidry to the left. They're throwing deep. It's a short pass on the air. Just about Mosley gets the interception. Tries to turn the field, but JJ makes the tackle. That was a well underthrown ball. Looks like the Bay Area was in zone with the safety over the top of JJ and number 11, Tim Mosley, underneath, and the ball is sort of short. Mosley just picked it off, and Bay Area has some life right now. 19-0 is a very ominous score right now. For those of you who follow women's football, my team, the California Quake, the first playoff game, we were down 19-0 going into the fourth quarter. So 19-0 is something I'm looking from an advantage of. Get that score off the board because we're going to come back. That's it. And right now, the momentum is with Bay Area. They just caused the turnover, get the ball right around midfield, 1st and 10 at the 47-yard line. Let's see if they can get some first downs and move it down there. You got to start small. There's a pitch to the left. Good contain right there, and it's going to be a huge loss play. I'm going to wait for that person to get up because I know 23 deserves credit for that, and that's Crystal Elton. She basically read that play. And I'm not sure what's going on with Bay Area offense because it's never been this slow developing before. And San Diego, I will freely admit, has a very, very athletic and fast team. But just to get the ball to the running back is taking way longer than normal. So, in the overtime game right now, KC and Dallas. Dallas is lined up for a field goal, looking to win the game. KC throws the kicker. We'll have the result of that kick in a second. So, right now we're facing 2nd and 15 for Bay Area. They go back to that counter, which they had line. After it worked the first two times, Kalina Mosley, number 38, raised her finger to the crowd saying, not a third time. So, a little showboating right there. That's going to be a 4-yard loss, and the great field position that Bay Area has turned into good field position, but 3rd and long. So, we got to count out the numbers real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3rd and 18 over here. Not a lot of plays you draw up with 3rd and 18. You got you can draw. Push the screen. You can throw deep. The other team is expecting all three, but all three require a different defense. So San Diego is a pressure defense, and I believe they're probably going to blitz. They don't. They drop the zone. Should have been sacked. She's credible. Throws it deep. Number 2, Wyman, knocks it down again. Now, I don't understand. They have not been able to get the protection for Hernandez all game, yet they continue to roll her out. They need to keep her in the pocket and let her throw there. So here comes the punt team after forcing a turnover after a long punt and flipped field position. So we'll see if they kick to Guidry again. They haven't yet. They Guidry lined up on 3 punt returns. 1 punt return was fumbled by the long snapper. Second one was kicked away from her, which dribbled. Guidry is adjusting her alignment to the defensive right, expecting a punt away from her. They're going for the block. They don't get it. It's a very high kick. Good kick, which is fumbled. I think she touched it. Mosley's there. She's going to recover it. I don't know if they're going to give it to her. There is a fumble marker on the ground, and it's a blue bag. I'm waiting to see what they say.
No official word yet.
Nobody said which way the ball is going. Crowd going crazy saying the Dallas won, and they did. She kicked an extra field goal, Diamonds win an OT. And they're going to say Guidry does not touch the ball. It looks like it from up here, but the officials are a lot closer than I am. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
This was the third. Was that that? So the third ball there.
Hey, you want to announce that Dallas won in overtime 23-20?
But you said we want to know that the Dallas Diamonds won in overtime 23-20. Which means the next home playoff game will be right here. So the third game will keep the lead 1 o'clock. Still a lot of game left, though.
All right, so the Surge now have something to play for. They don't have to worry about traveling if they can pull out the victory, which is basically just maintaining. But right now they face first and 10 from their 12-yard line. So there's going to be an offside call as a lot of people jumped in. A quick little pass to KC, cross across the middle. The five makes a couple people move, gains about 11 yards. So they're going to decline the penalty, but there was a it must have been a hard cadence or something like that because the entire defensive line for Bay Area jumped. All of them seem to have got that, but I guess it was a quick snap. So they're definitely going to decline that. And with 5:04 left, they're going to have another first down and move out of the danger zone. When you're moving towards the end zone and you get inside the 20, it's commonly referred to as a red zone. I refer to inside your own 20, if you're back to the goal line, as a danger zone. Because if you make a mistake, the other team can score rather quickly. So as I update all my scores over here, we got a first and 10. It's going to be a screen to number 5, Casey Clark, who just made that last check. She's going to be wrapped up by Mosley, but she was able to drag the 100-pounder a couple yards and pick up about 5 on the play. So, looks like Gagos is finding a rhythm after throwing that pick. They're not shy. They're not saying, oh, we throw a pick. We're just going to run now. They just keep passing the ball to Gagos, and she keeps rocking the ball down the field. So, with under 4:30 left in the half, we got two receivers tight to the left, and then a tight end right and a wide receiver out far right. Guidry in the backfield. Usually out of this formation is a run to Guidry, which it is again. She's going to run up the middle. Down and outside, look for a team. Of course, she's hit pretty hard by number 4-5 with Star Brown. And she was able to pick up 6 yards on that play. That was definitely the first play that Guidry actually started through the line of scrimmage. Beforehand, she had always kind of waited for something to develop, and then she would bounce outside using her speed. This time she used her speed to bounce through the line. So right now, it looks like they have changed their defense. They're no longer in a 5-1. They're in a 42 right now. Double set. Right now it's going to be a pass. They're looking for Peterson. They got a wheel route to Carmen Cruz. Wide open.
That's a 34.
So wheel route for those of you unaware is when the outside receiver does a slant or post or an inside route of some sort, and the slot receiver then wheels around outside and runs down the sideline. There was no switch by the Bay Area defense, and Gagos had enough time to find her, get it down the sideline. Number 41 and number 22 were in on the tackle for Bay Area. That's Johnson and Kimmel. But that switch field position, now it's first and 10 from the 25-yard line. You got JJ going in motion. She's got to take the direct snap around the side. Last time they gained 2 yards. Looks like it's not going to gain that many again. Looks maybe 2-3 yards. That's the play. I think they expect to get a little bit more on. San Diego, like I said, is a very fast, athletic team. And Bay Area, while there is their that's funny. One of the people in the stands turned up here and said number 11 Rock. That was funny. But they like the Bay Area.
What do you think, San Diego?
Bay Area is a very physical team. They don't think they have the speed to match up with San Diego. So on those fly speed direct snaps or just regular sweeps, San Diego definitely has the advantage, and we'll see if they continue to use that to their advantage. There's the pass again. The same route climbing through. That is not covered by Bay Area. They must be in the zone, but they can't do anything. 22 Kimmel with a free safety again on the tackle.
Yeah,
that's not something to settle for right there. Another 10-plus yard gain to a wide open receiver. So it could be first and goal from the 9-yard line. Not sure what adjustments the coaches are trying to make, but it's obviously the wrong one. Now they got the double tight end. The two receivers split out wide on both sides. Here comes the sweep to number 21. She's got the clear. Let's see if she marches right up in. And number 3 of the area. So that was Dominic Reed and Jennifer Deering. Oh, 84, sorry. Valencia Higgins trying to stop the touchdown, but were unable. So that's a touchdown. That's Guidry's third touchdown of the game. 25-0, just before the 2-minute warning. So the exciting attempt for an extra point is back on. Got number 38, Selena Mosley, the snapper, who gets it back there a little bit slow, but a kick is up, looks like it's good. 26-0 for the Surge right now. Right after this kickoff, it's going to be a 2-minute warning. I'm going to take a voice break. They're acting happy. They're performing better than the first time against them, but on offense, they just have not been able to put anything together, and at halftime, they're going to have to figure something out. I mean, winning the first half of this game is not something that we want to say, hey, we got a moral victory, beat them in the second half, because if you lose, this is the playoffs, you're done, one and done. So you're playing for the right to move on, and right now Bay Area is playing for the right to travel to Dallas next weekend. We'll see if that's actually going to happen. They have a long way to come back. Right now, down by 4 scores. So here we go. Grant kicking it off. She boots a squib kick that's right to LaSalle Brown, and that's not somebody you really want to kick it to.
Oh,
but she does run backwards. So it's pushed out by number 33, Wong. And going to give the ball at the 41-yard line. 2-minute warning, and I will take a voice break. Out there, I just want to say congratulations to Derek Jeter. He went 5 for 5 today, and on his 3,000th hit, he actually hit a home run. So it could have been a little bit more monumental than that. On your 3,000th hit, you hit a home run. So, and you go 5 for 5 that day, so can't say it was a fluke. Right here, we have 1st and 10, and the pressure is in. But it's there, and Mosley celebrates a sack as she landed on top of San Hernandez, who landed awkwardly and is still on the ground. It's going to be a injury timeout here. She was chased down from the back side and landed on, and Mosley's a definite force to be reckoned with, somebody you want to make sure to block. because it's injury timeout, Hernandez is going to have to come out for the play. I'm hoping they know that. But backup is Kara Kimmel.
Okay.
I think the mic cap is telling her right now she has to come out for a play. No, they're actually going to get a charge timeout so that the quarterback can stay in.
11 yards on the play.
So that's just huge. They had the ball to 41, and now it's down at the 30. So they have second and 21 from the 30 with a minute 29 left now. I think the Surge have all three of their timeouts, and let's see if they're going to use those to get the ball back. As Bay Area has been unable to move the ball, you have to wonder if they're going to continue to try and pass. Obviously, because they called timeout, I think they're going to try and move the ball. But if they didn't, they could have just said, we'll sub out our quarterback, run the ball, and the clock would have been running. And they got that one in the halftime without more damage. But now, San Diego, which is a still-for-your-throw-type team, going to have a chance to use their timeout to get the ball back and see if they can put another score on the board for halftime.
Again, it's going to be second down and 21
from
the 30-yard line for the Bandits.
All right, out of a timeout. Hernandez is in the shotgun, so they go double set. Well, this is something different for them. So let's see. Got Hernandez with Dakota Smith next to her. Snaps a little bit high. She's got plenty of time to throw. That was a great pass.
Unable
to bring it in with number 41, Latrice Johnson. And she would have easily picked up the first down on that play. Possibly if she would have broke a tackle or two, maybe taking it to the house. They came out of that double formation. I don't think San Diego is ready for it. That's one of the things about that 3-5 that they run. It's a very pressure-packed. You're not going to run the ball or get a pass off. But if you have the time, with only three people back, you are going to have a lot of holes. So, San Diego doesn't use the timeout. The clock is stopped, and it's 3rd and 21. They line up in the eye, double tight end. Latrice Johnson, number 41, is the only wide receiver. They're number 5 and number 1 in the backfield, so I am pretty sure this is Wren is going up the middle. They're going to try and force them to use a timeout. Here comes the motion. From right to left. They're actually going to try and throw it.
Ball tipped.
Ball tipped. Hernandez is running around for her life out there. I mean, I don't get the philosophy of trying to get outside. Because one time they're in a shotgun, she had all the time in the world, no pressure, and a good pass going across the middle that couldn't be, picked up. And they keep on trying to roll around, and the Surge defense is just chasing her, and she can't ever square her shoulders up. So now they're facing the daunting task of a minute 12, punting to the best punt returner in the league, in number 21, Guidry, who sits at the, 38-yard line. Got Pine back to kick it. Let's see if we get a good snap. Snap is perfect. There's the kick. It is kicked away from Guidry, who's going to track it down, but the kick then bounces. And oh, she gets it before it goes out of bounds. And here she comes. She gets it now. And she is going to go all the way to see Adam. Once again, number 66 is a defensive lineman. She tracks her down from across the field. Guidry grabbed the ball just as it was getting ready to go out of bounds around the 42-yard line and went all the way across the field, outrunning number 35 with Star Brown, and was down the sideline with a touchdown in front of her. And number 66 just came out of nowhere and basically just one-on-one down the sideline and threw her out of bounds. That was an impressive play by number 66. Guidry is taking this play off. Number 12 comes in after the lead. It is 1st and 10 with 54 seconds left from the 11-yard line. So they are going to try and see if they can get a score. Like I said, it's dangerous. Because they can make a 5-score game really quick. So, in the formation, they have the two receivers stacked close to the left. That's usually a running play. And they are going to pass. They release everybody. There's pressure. Oh, 66 is a man child out there. She gets tons of pressure on Gallego. She came from nobody even blocked her. I mean, this girl just ran 60-plus yards to track somebody down. And the running back takes her out, comes out because she's tired, but she's still in there. And she puts pressure on the quarterback and almost sacks the quarterback. So Gallegos was able to get the ball off to stop the clock with 46 seconds left. 2nd and 10 from the 11. Their spread doubles now, and the play has been throw it to number 81 on a post. The safety shakes cover in that. Here it is again. There she is. This one to the other side. Shake it, catches it, and is in for the touchdown. I'm not sure that was actually in, but JJ caught it. Kept the ball down at the goal line and went down immediately, but I guess he must have stretched the ball because the official called a touchdown. And now?
Not quite. She kept a little short. Okay.
No, touchdown. Yeah, they called touchdown. So here they are with the extra point lined up. Got Mosley as the snapper, Wyman as the holder, and Grant as the kicker. So looking to make it 33-0. Touchdown, fired by the extra point. 33-0. A 2-point difference from the first game where it's 35-0. This time has been a little bit different. It hasn't been, for defense being the difference, creating turnovers. They've just been stopping them and putting so much pressure on them that they can't get anything moving on offense. And it's been third. So I think, 5-for-5 on drive? No, 5-for-6, but they did have a turnover. So 5-for-6 is a pretty good percentage. All of them being touchdowns. 33-0 with 38 seconds. And be wary of the pooch kick. They've already pooch kicked once and led the extra possession. And with 38 seconds and Barry not being able to move the ball, I hope they kick it deep. That's our number 83 trying to find a handle on the ball. Esme Mendoza, she finally does pick it up around the 8-yard line. She's being tracked down by a bunch of people. 49 is there, 22 is there. The bunch of people there, they all tackle her around the 5, but she's bringing the ball all the way up to the 11-yard line.
He's right as there as well. Great stop by the third.
So the clock actually didn't roll.
Third territory.
On that, and that's funny because it should have rolled for probably about 8 seconds right there. So we still got 38 seconds left. First and 10 from the 11-yard line for Bay Area. Hernandez comes back out to the offense and see if they can just put a couple plays together before the half. They can't take a knee because the Surge do have 3 timeouts, and if they take 3 straight knees, they have to punt. There goes the clock. They did fix the clock. It's 30 seconds left now, not 38. Called snap the ball. They line up a double, so they're actually going to try and move the ball. Last time they line up a double, the play was open. It's a direct snap to the current Smith, who takes it around the corner and is able to pick out a first down. I'm not really sure that was the design of the play, but they maybe need to add that to the playbook because it works quite nicely. They were able to pick up a first down, gain 10 yards, 11 yards. The clock never stopped. It should have. They're going to put some time back on the clock. So easily their most successful play of the game was either well-designed or very well done. Either way, it's a first down. One of the very few that they picked up tonight. They have 3 first downs on that, maybe? I'd be surprised if they actually have positive yards on that.
Don't be stopped by the
so we got 10. I guess maybe they used to
do that. You're going to support the Mermaid
High School Booster Club. Coach Gilbert might have gotten a timeout. I thought they were resetting the clock because the clock was running. Maybe the clock runs after first down. And that would be negative of having me announced. I do not coach the NBA, so I'm not familiar with the exact rules. I know that the clock stops after first down in our league. So with just under 12 seconds left, We have first and 10 from the 22-yard line after that 11-yard run by DeKerr Smith. They line up in double again. This will all get in position, and now the ball is ready for play. All right, so Hernandez is lined up in doubles. There's a snap to her this time. Good DeKerr Smith steps up. There's a deep throw, and I mean, just a little short. I mean, number 11 Mosley had, number 33 Wong beat. She was 3 steps ahead of her, but the ball just couldn't get far enough. I mean, it was deep, and it would have been a race to the end zone, but it just Hernandez didn't have enough oomph to get it out there. So with 9 seconds left, they got 2nd and 10. You would hope that your receiver would maybe adjust a little bit better or know your quarterback's arm strength and maybe come back towards the middle of the field, but she couldn't get her down the sideline, and the ball fell about 5 yards to the inside of her. So here they are in doubles again. Steps a little high, no pressure whatsoever. Hernandez drills the ball, but it skips to the receiver as she tried to put too much on it, and she was locked in on the receiver the whole time that time. She was looking at number 8 up there. I'm throwing it to you on the top of the ball. She was neither open nor ready for the ball when it was thrown. So with 4 seconds left, 3rd and 11, this will most likely be the last play before the half, barring a score, which would be followed by the extra point. So they come back out in doubles. And we got number 11 out wide to the left and number 9 out wide to the right. High snap is juggled by Hernandez. Throws it deep. Number 80 is there, but it just falls incomplete, and that will end the half. Third score is 7-3-0. And I'm going to take a break. During the halftime break, you will hear my pregame interviews with head coach Mike Sega and head coach Danielle Golay of each respective team. I'll be back for the second half. Hope you will be too.
Hello, this is Coach Penn. I'm in San Diego with Coach Suggett, the head coach of the San Diego Spurs, 9-0, division champion, second round of the playoffs, WSA playoffs, and I'm going to ask him a couple pregame questions. First of all, what do you expect? Congratulations on the season so far, but what do you expect from the Bandits today?
Thanks a lot, Coach. We played the Bandits early in the year up in Oakland area. They're a very physical team. They get after you. They're a front seven and scrims. They'll get off the ball, and they create some issues. They got a great nose tackle, number 55. He's probably giving us the most problem out of any defensive player we've seen. We expect a lot of problem. Their offense, a lot of what they've been doing is your standard I formation, lead powers. They try to work the ball into the tight end on the passing game. So we're expecting a lot of that. As far as our offense goes, it's, you know, like our public coaches all year long, pedals all the way down. We don't punt, we go after it, we go off the jugular for the very first play. We don't mess around, we try to get the ball vertical, get the ball, put the pressure on the other team to score and try to keep pace with them.
I understand that. I've had a chance to watch a couple of your games, and I've known you for a couple of years and know your offensive strategy. The team really dominated the Bandits when they played them earlier in the year, 35-0 at halftime. Have you seen anything that has led you to believe that they may be a bit overconfident or lackadaisical in preparation for the game?
Well, that's what we've been fighting the whole year since we've beaten everybody by 28 points or more in our game. So the second time around, we got a little complacent against the Pacific. We did it. We did the same thing. This is the second time we're on the Bay Area. I think the girls are a little more focused because they know it's a one-and-done kind of a situation here. What I'm worried about is, like you said, we were up 35-0 at halftime against the Bay Area, and they beat us, I guess, the second half. You look at the scoreboard, 13-7. So Bay Area is going to have a little confidence on their side, and we just got to go take it away.
Well, I appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck. Congratulations on the season again.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. All right, thanks.
Well, Coach Suggett with the San Diego Spurs, and now I'm going to go see if I can catch Coach Golay for a couple minutes of her pregame time. Once again, this is Coach Penn. Now I'm with Coach Golay, the head coach of the Bay Area Bandits. Congratulations on season 7-2 so far. made it to the second round of the playoffs. You're playing somebody who beat you pretty handily the first time. What's your game plan going into that?
Just play aggressive from start to finish. Last time we took off about 2.5 quarters, and we just bring what we can bring. So didn't change yesterday. Play aggressive all the entire time.
I saw the first round of the playoffs. You played Portland for the third time.
Yes.
And you beat them more soundly than you had the previous two times. Playing a third team, I know, it's very hard.
Yes.
So the fact that you did that, you can think your team confident enough to take it to this high-powered offense and very physical defensive team.
Yes, I'm hoping so. I mean, I feel like we've done our part as coaches for the last few weeks, and now it's a matter of having them come show up to play their game.
Thank you very much, Coach. Good
Thank
luck today.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On making the playoffs.
Thanks a lot.
This game broadcast is brought to you by WFB Talk continues.
Stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. I just wanna be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today.
WFB Talk continues.
WFA playoffs against, with the Bay Area Bandits against the San Diego Surge. Halftime score is 33-0 Surge. I'm once again Coach Penn. Hopefully everybody can hear me out there just fine. They're still playing some music. The Surge was back out here really quick after halftime. Bay Area actually just got back out. The official team is talking to some people real quick. They're definitely not ready for kickoff.
Coach Barry,
if
you'd
like to grab your
microphone
at that time. Officials are still talking to a couple people, so we'll see what's going on.
Hey, folks, it's kind of an important announcement here. We got a blue Kia Sedona and a gray Ford Focus with a most parked in a fire zone. License plate for the Sedona is 41C, W281, and the Focus is 5YQY756. You're going to need to move your vehicle, folks. You're on fire zone.
All right, the officials have finally spread out, so it looks like the second half is going to get underway here shortly. Back deep for the third is number 11, JJ. Number 12, Ashley Moody, kicking off for Bay Area, is number 7. And that's Shalom Kimball. We'll see what happens in the second half as the ball is kicked off. It's a squib kick down the middle of the field, which takes a couple weird bounces, and it's still bouncing around as people are chasing the ball. Got left, finally kicks it out. She's around the left side. She has a team behind her. She can't find it. She then runs out of bounds before getting hit by number 27. I think it's only number 35. And Paul could belt around for quite some time over there. So, we will see how the second half starts off. Remember, these teams have played once before this season, with the final result being 42-13. Halftime score was very similar. First time go around was 35-0 Surge. This time, 33-0. Second half was won by Bay Area in the first game. Let's see if they can improve a little bit. They're still in that 4-2 defense. And San Diego is in their double set, spread wide, in the pistol with Guidry in the backfield. 22 is bouncing back and forth. Show number 6055 is triple team. And Davis is able to get the ball off. and delivering to Melody Peterson before being tackled at 41. That will result in a first down as they gain 15 yards without passing the catch. Sorry, I have a dry throat and nothing to drink. The line is so long. And I didn't get any radio love where I got up to the front of the line. I'll be filed complaining with management. Unfortunately, she's playing right now, so I can't do that. So they're back out there ball at midfield, first and 10 for the Surge. Bay Area blitz everybody on a screen pass that falls incomplete. So it will be second and 10. The kitchen sink I saw on the field that night, and it was in the backfield. Everybody was in there. And the 55 is the focus for the blocking scheme for Surge. As she has, I mean, the first play out of a half, I mean, two people were concentrating on her. She is a nose tackle, lined up on the nose. Just offset to the left of the center. Got LaSar Brown as a running the linebacker. She creeps up. It's the Devils tight, and they're spinning the house once again. Actually, they pump out of that. The run goes right to the middle. They don't get very far. They're going to get 2-3 yards by Guidry right in the middle. Something I have noticed is that the starting quarterback for Bay Area, number 8, Sandra Hernandez, is now playing defense. I don't remember seeing her play defense in the first half. So if I missed it, I apologize for not noticing that. But she is definitely in there now. Now they line up 3rd and 7, and they got the 2 receivers stacked in tight to the left, 1 tight end right, and spread out. Here comes the sweep, which is strung out. And she's reversed the field and going around. She is, okay, Guidry ran left and was stacked up in all the stops, reversed field, and was able to pick up about 6 yards, but they're definitely going to be a yard short.
1 yard short of the first down.
it would have been a first down, but somebody did stay home. Number 55 had her, probably about a 12-yard loss, but slipped and fell, chasing her down. So they will go for it. Guidry's coming out. She is limping, so hopefully everything's okay with her. Moody is her backup, and on any other team, she would be the starting running back, so. They don't understand her. This is a quarterback sneak unit for Diego, so she's a big quarterback. She pushes forward. It's going to be close. They're not even going to measure her. They're going to say, give it to her. They didn't get a very good push, but look at it. It's a very big quarterback. And she just mustered herself forward under center. They are huddling up now, so they are trying to slow down the game, knowing that the less possessions that the area has, the less chance they have to score, and then tying up the game. So they spread out into a doubles formation. Looks like they are starting to rotate some personnel in. I see number 45 in that receiver for the first time this game. So the double formation, the area is bouncing all around, and they're going to blitz the outside, which they do. They're going to have pressure, but can they stop the pass? It won't stop. They went to that regular pass route that they've been completing so much to cruise across the middle. But number 80, Jody Howe was all over it and forced a high pass. So we got 2nd and 10 from the 39 yard line. So, now, this time, though, so much for that. What I just said, they line up in that double tight receiver formation with 2 receivers spread out far on each wide in the pistol. They basically have a roam defense for the area. They got 1 down lineman. Everybody else is just coming. Oh, 66 pass. She missed the tackle. But it was enough to slow down, and that's going to be a loss of 3 yards. 66 is ridiculous. I know that I was at the first game for the Bay Area this year when they played the LA Amazons, and they started really slow against the overmatched Amazon squad. And isn't that clearing away to a huge victory, 53-0, but I mean, at halftime, it was only 14-0. And I remember 56 playing this well, but I mean, she just impressed me thoroughly tonight. Nobody can block her, and nobody can outrun her. she's learned out why now, as defensive end. It's 3rd and 12. They're in a double spread formation right now, and it looks like 4 people are coming for Bay Area. There they come. Diego has a time. Gonna pull a pick. Patrice Jackson. She's down. She's got the blockers. She's got a lot of people down. Let's go around. Let's see. She's gonna outrun everybody. Oh, she has a tackle by the shoestring by Ashley Moody at the 46-yard line of the third. Second interception turned by Gagos today. And it was a bad pass. The receivers weren't open, and she overthrew her by 10 yards. I mean, they basically sat in the zone and said, you better find the open person. We're only going to send four and drop seven. And there was no zone open whatsoever. Patrice Johnson caught the ball, took it up the right sideline, and cut across the field to a wall of blockers. She only had two people to beat and was unable to avoid the tackle right there by Moody, who wrapped her up low. One of the advantages of having somebody that plays both ways. She knows how to tackle. It's not like you have an offensive person out there going, how do I tackle again? And then she's going to grab her by the face mask. So, the third, give Bandit some life. And guess what? We have a new quarterback. Number 22, Kara Kimmel, is in the quarterback with the Kerr Smith. Right side. High snap! So, there is her field position. She picks up the ball. She's going to try and win. She throws the ball deep. Wide open receiver! Oh, she throws her! How that play works, I have no clue. The ball went over her head, and, I mean, she ran 20 yards to get the ball. 97 had her in a right, but the Kerr Smith picked her up, and the 22 picked the ball up, and there was nobody downfield but number 83 is Esme Mendoza, and she overthrew her. Mendoza was just standing there wide open, nobody around her, and she overthrew her by about 3 yards. I mean, it was a 40-yard throw in the air at least. So obviously 22 has an arm. Now let's see if they can get the snap. They're in that double formation now, shotgun, which was somewhat successful with, even if they couldn't get the play down. So they take a run, and guess what? Number 8, the starting quarterback, is playing receiver. So that the backup quarterback connecting with the starting quarterback for a 6-yard gain. So that's a good play. I'm not sure what they're doing now, but quarterback, who's on that? They're putting the starting quarterback back in. They rotated somebody. I didn't see anybody come in. 22 and out. I think they're going to go back. Yep, they're still in doubles. Third and four from the 40-yard line. This is the best penetration that they've had. Let's see if they're going to look like a false start, but they're blitzing. There's the pass. Number 3's open, but it's going to be hard rock. By the I am not sure what the Bandits were thinking on that one because they were working. They were forcing the 22 quarterback and they took 22 off the second. And put eight in, she throws a pass. It was by pass. I mean, Serge blitzed everybody, but it was just a bad pass. Overthrown, it should have been intercepted. That's two interceptions that the Serge have dropped. Yet they're still up 33-0, so I'm sure they can't complain. But mistakes like that, that can cost a championship. So something they need to work on. Take the four. They are going for it. Double with Hernandez as the quarterback. The Kerr Smith is lined up there. Blitzing off the corner again. It's going to be outside on the defense for a first down. Hernandez had to scramble, but I think they timed the blitz incorrectly. And so, number 24, Clea Lawson, was on the tackle, but she was also across the line of scrimmage. So that's a first down for the Bandits. Let's see if they go back to having number 22 as quarterback. If I was them, that's what I would be doing. 22 is trotting back onto the field. So, yeah, looks like they will go back to that. So offsides is the call on the serve, giving them the first down. First and 10 from the 45, and this is exactly what they need. I mean, they're on a little victory, so they're not looking to score to stay safe. They got to put the touchdowns on the board and hope they can shut the other team down. So here they are in double, 22 a quarterback. Surge only are, they only sent four, so they should have plenty of time. Ball thrown, tip, and drop. They only sent four, but three of them got through, so that's not really good right there for the Bandits. Ball was tipped by two different people on the Bandit before the third tip almost was intercepted. It was a pass across the middle, so it's second and 10 from the 35-yard line. For those of you unaware, 33-0 with just under 9 minutes left in the third quarter. scores around their round two of the WFA today. Boston beat Chicago 50-23. Indy beat Jacksonville 42-0. KC lost in overtime 23-0 to Dallas. We got the Curtis Smith taking a sweeper on the right side. She does get it on the outside. She fumbles the ball, but it goes out of bounds. The Curtis Smith is one of those running backs that does not switch arms with the ball. She was running right and the ball on her hand, and when she was hit, it was knocked out. They will retain possession as it goes out of bounds, and they will only gain 2 yards because of the fumble.
Bring up a third down again.
The plays are looking a little bit more fluid right now than they were in the first half, but they need to be moving at a little bit faster play. So we got third and eight. Defensive penalty will not help them. They line up and shot them again. 22 is that quarterback. We got 9 and 45 on the right, and 8 and 83 on the left. Smurf, Smith in the backfield. They pick up the blitz. Oh, no, they cannot pick up the blitz. That's 3 and 80 on the sack. They're stopping the clock. I'm not sure why.
He's waiting for it, you know. Stop the backfield.
I have no clue why they stopped the clock on that one. Okay, they're lining it up, but that was a huge sack right there. They gave her a 4 progression. It went down a 15-yard loss.
It was
like 6 yards. It was 8-yard loss. So it's 4th and 16. 4th and 16 to go, and they're going to go for it. They blitz off the left side of the offense, and look at the guy's middle guy. I doubt they'll be blitzing on this one, as they only send 3. Time of protection. Which, oh my gosh! Oh! Tennessee did not see it yet. Number 45, LeSean Brown, was running down the middle of the field with nobody in 15 yards of her. She threw down the right sideline, intended for Pine. Moody drops another interception attempt. So that went right through her hands. That's the turnover on down. The ball will now be Surge, 1st and 10 from the 41-yard line. I'm going to smell off some food real quick and get some water in my mouth, too.
So. All the work he felt, the team's frustrating him. So, Sheriff, and everyone here, thanks for your support.
All right. After the change of possession, we got backup quarterback in. Number 10, Melody Peterson is in as the quarterback. There, the blitz is an in-off pressure on her. She's able to get the ball away. Holy cow! Nina Guidry was obliterated after she caught that ball. That was LeSean Brown on the tackle. Peterson had pressure all up in her face. Rolled right, was able to dump the ball away, but it was going to be a loss of 4 on the play, bringing the second down. Peterson runs to the sideline, talking to Coach Saget about what happened, and she said everybody was in the backfield. And that's what happened, Coach. So he throws in the next play, and they huddle up. Clock is running, 33-0, 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. All right, Surge is in there. Too tight, Jack to the left. Ball snap is going to be option to the left. She's going to pitch it to Guidry, who juggles the ball. Smith again cuts back against the grain. She's been trapped along the sideline several times leading in and is able to cut back. Moving that great vision she has, she's able to give it 3rd and 3. They run right back up to the line of scrimmage. The ball's at the 48-yard line, not yet quite across midfield. LeSean Brown had to come out. Looks like she's a little tired. That's going to be major for them on a 3rd and 3. I mean, you're starting, but the player is not in. Let's see if somebody else can step up. Oh, 50-yard comes right through the back, right through the line of scrimmage and sacks the quarterback. Hits the quarterback. She was able to get the ball off, but it just dropped incomplete across the middle of the field. There was a receiver in the area. Well, it was 9-6 was out of here. There was no way that was being completed. So in 4th and 3, the game has picked up in its momentum as the Surge are being stymied by a resilient Bay Area team. The Bay Area offense has been able to do nothing tonight. So they have the doubles with the two receivers in tight. It's going to be a pass. It's a quick pass coming through again. Muscles off the way across the middle for about 12, 15 yards. So they took him off from the 41 all the way to the 39 with a quick pass from Peterson to Cruz. Similar to what they were running out of the double spread, but they ran it from the double tight, and I mean, as soon as she comes off line scrimmage, the ball is gone. I mean, if you don't get a jam on her, it's pointless. So we got the double spread right now, Peterson a quarterback. Looks like only four are coming this time for the Bay Area. They're going to go zone. Ball directly snapped to down left. She's going to go across the crosser. It's going to be a block in the back and jam on
the run to the
on the surge. So the penalty. We'll wait for the penalty to be called first.
Yeah, penalty mark on the field. There'll be a hold against the surge. It's going to back up a little bit.
All right, so once again, I was wrong. It wasn't a block in the back. They're calling this block in the back. The I perceive this block in the back as holding.
Yeah.
So they're obviously making contact in front, and then as the defender beats the block, they're holding onto him, and it looks like a block in the back to come up here. But that penalty basically makes it 1st and 20, back to the 48-yard line. No snap is gathered. They throw a deep pass. Oh, it's a similar pass to Cruz. That ball is severely underthrown. And it looked like number 31 and number 80 both had searches at it and just couldn't find the ball. And Cruz snapped it off of her shoestring for a nice catch. It wasn't enough to pick up a first down, but it brings it to some 18-yard gain. So it's going to be 2nd and 2.
Second down, about two yards to go. I'm going to invite everybody out to our official fourth quarter location to meet the players' coaches' staff after the game. To be able to skybox Bar and Grill at 4809 Panama Drive. Hope to see everybody there.
So on 2nd and short, they run the option left, and Peterson keeps it and is able to pick up about 6 yards, and that's the first down. She is very quick. She's the exact opposite of what Melissa Gay was into the feeding room. Lusgay, which is a very strong leader who's very physical in her running style. Peterson is not. She's very lanky and athletic, and she looks to make people miss before taking them on hit. So we got a timeout by Bay Area with 4:07 left. Surge up 33-0. Surge can hold on. They will then be hosting the Dallas Diamonds, the number 2 seed in the division. I'm going to take a quick break. Able to sneak down a stop clock real quick. first and 10 for the Surge at the 25-yard line. There's a blitz from the outside, and there's a perfect screen call, and it's a blitz. Moody gets the ball, makes a cut. And it is tackled by three players, Kimmel and number 22, Kimmel, and number 5, Rachel Darrow. I was great because they actually blitzed on that one. Shot in the middle of the field, and all of his blockers, one person did manage to get through, and then he put a foot in the sort of dead leg, put his foot in the ground, picked her out, and was able to pick up the block yards for first down. We got first and 10 from the 13-yard line for the Surge. We're in that double spread formation right now. Another screenplay. That's going to be a pick six. Well, that's the MSP. Moody's got it. She's got it. That's the Bay Area. Third interception of the game, and number 80 had nothing but green grass. But Moody, who is very fast, made sure and caught up to her just inside the 40-yard line. So they still have a shutout. But Bay Area finds themselves in their best field position of the game, inside the 40 now. So with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, they're going to see if they can put some points on the board and turn this game around. They're winning the turnover battle, that's for sure, but they're not doing anything on offense. I mean, the offense is moving a lot better with 22 at quarterback, but it's just... They need to block some people. I mean, the 3-5 that San Diego is running is really confusing the blocking scheme. And I don't think they've run anything but that all year, so it shouldn't be that confusing. So here they go again. They line up in that shotgun double. Similar to what San Diego is running, but it's not the pistol. Here comes the blitz off the corner. She throws it deep. Going to overthrow the receiver number 8. Blocking the outside person. The running back's having to pick off the outside blitzer every time. I'm not sure why they're not rolling the guards out to help out. But off of that, there should be a nice little screen. I'm not sure if they have that in their arsenal, but if they were to release that running back just inside that, there would be a nice little room to run if they could get it. So here they are, second and 10 from the 38-yard line of the Surge. 22 still a quarterback. She has a running back to her left, looks like. I think it's number 5 now, not 6. Number 5, Rachel Darrow. Snap is high again. She rolls out to the right. There's a deep. 84 is open. Rolls the ball. 84, Valencia Higgins had the ball in her hand. Deuce Reyes and number 24. Was 24. Cleo Lawson was there, and Reyes and the corner ran into each other. Reyes, I think, got a finger on the ball, but it did hit 84 in the hand at the 10-yard line. So Reyes' helmet is off, and she's limping down the sideline. They have sent somebody in for her. It is 3rd and 10. The area has had their chances, but nothing haven't been able to execute so far. The officials are slowing down the game, which is a benefit for the Surge, because the Surge had to substitute somebody in for Reyes, so now they're confused, and they are counting up their players, seeing how many they have. With their coach, I know they have 12 people at least right now, because their coach is on the field. They're going to put the ball in play, and they're going to blow the whistle. So the Surge had to call time out. They were not ready to replace Duke Reyes at all. Can't see. Put her helmet back on. She's ready to go back in. One of the most annoying things to do. On the sideline, we got number 7, Aisha Rufo, and number 76, Lindsey Hood, warming up with snaps and throws. Rufo was the free quarterback because she got hurt. I'm not sure if she broke her wrist or did something, but she hurt her wrist big time. And this will be the first playing time she's seen early in the season if she can come in. There's just under 3 minutes left in the third quarter. With the Bay Area Bandits facing a 3rd and 10. And just so you know, they all these teams had 2 weeks off to prepare. And in the WFA, they have three rounds because there's so many teams over there. This is round two. Round three is next weekend. So
shout out to all the men.
I have to travel here in a week and a half. There's two, maybe three practices in San Diego. So I'm hoping each coach from each team has a preparing possible opponent for Watch Film already. Because a week probably isn't enough time when it comes to playoff football.
What's that?
Third
down.
Something after here trying to pump up the crowd. Third down. Third 3-point lead. Looks like they will be blitzing. Let's see if they pop back. No, they do send five. She rolls out. She has the corner. She wants to take it, but she's going to throw a deep ball. It's one of the players that we can't stop it. And Deuce Reyes, she could have ran for at least 10 yards in that play. There was, I mean, she rolled out. Everybody just threw at her. So Deuce Reyes gets injured, comes back in, and gets the pick.
Bandit
was in on the tackle in the interception. Is down, and that's number 11, Kim Mosley. No. Looks like she's getting up, so she should be okay. So, with the interception.
Well, she's
going
to have on the play. Kind of
being. Great stop by the third. The third has now had the ball at a 17-yard line, so it's equivalent of a punt. You know, like I said earlier, the best thing to do on a play like that would be to knock the ball down, because then you get the ball around the 40. But, you know, sometimes players don't think about that. I'm like, the ball's in the air, I want to catch it. You know, it's down, knock it down. So, here we go. It is first and 10. Well, the 17-0, and the officials are standing over the ball. I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, they're saying the injured player is not far enough off the field. So I think they're going to want to move for a couple more yards to shoot off. Number 10 is still in at quarterback. 21 is back in at running back. The receivers are 15, 81, 11, and LI. Offensive line for the third has allowed some pressure tonight, but overall opened up some big holes. Here comes all. No pressure this time. There's a quick drill. Dropped. Should have been intercepted again. But as 80 fell to the ground, so did the ball. Oh, it should have been the fourth interception of the game, and that would have been fantastic field position. So,
great job working away back to the ball.
The third, they are a throwing team, even though the stats say they basically are a balanced team. They look to throw to open up the run, and on the season they are averaging 205 yards rushing a game and 240 yards passing a game. That's pretty impressive, pretty balanced right there. But they are averaging more than 40 points a game, and they haven't got 40 yet. There's a dive right for Liz Moody. She's not going to outrun 66. You know why? Because nobody has. She basically had one person to beat and 66 while she was taking her out, caught her from behind, and hopped on top. That will result in a huge first down, taking the ball to the 18-yard line all the way up to the 39.
There's first down.
So first down, Surge. 2 minutes to go. Clock will. Stuff just up. All right, so Surge are back out in the double formation. Looks like the Barry's backed off. They're only sending three now. It's an option to the left. Peterson's going to keep it and take it upfield. And get pushed out of bounds for a 4-yard gain.
A little 3-4-yard run by Peterson.
Yeah, it's going to be a 4-yard gain. Pushed out by number 45, Lafar Brown. So Brown is back on defense, but you can tell she's tired. She's barely been off the field. The difference in roster sizes is quite noticeable. I counted before the game, there's 31 drafts for the Bandits, and there is definitely 40-plus for the Surge. I see a couple of them are dressed in injured reserve, but they still have over 40. So they come out of their doubles. Looks like it's going to be screened to the right to JJ. No, that's by Clark. That's number five. Casey Clark over there. Sandra Hernandez in on the tackle. She was able to make a move and pick up a first down, though, as they pick across the 50.
First down.
They're actually going to mark the ball at the 50, so it's going to be first down and 10 yards to go for the third. She will have continually huddled the second half, slowed down the pace of it. While they have slowed down the pace, they are still looking to score. You can tell because they're running their offense, trying to get better, getting some, get their backup quarterback some reps. The Bay Area defense is very winded. They have four coming. This time, bad snap, bad, and recovered by JJ.
That's going to
be a huge loss of 12 yards.
Not so able to get up.
Looks like it was a direct snap to JJ across the motion, and it bounced off of him, went over the top. And that's going to be second and 22. And with the time running out in the third quarter. And that will do it right there.
That's going to
take us to
the end of the third quarter, ladies.
That is the end of the third quarter. With the third leading 33-0 as a shutout for the Bay Area. And the third quarter will be quite frustrating because they did move the ball, but two turnovers. The game started to run together as we get later into the game. But it is the fourth quarter, and 33 points is a long way to go. The Bay Area, make up some noise over there. They got their four fingers up. They're ready to go. And we'll see what they can pull out. There's a second and 22. Number 11, who made somebody miss, picked up about 15 of the 22 yards, and then was horse collar on the sideline at third. And if you're horse collar on the sideline of the home team, the flag is going to fly. So that 15 yards is going to be added in, and it's going to be inside the 30 now. So they went from their own 38 to the Bandit 28. 20, who was in for the injured Kim Mobley, who was the culprit, and she does come off. Mosley is back in. And so here we go. First and 10, they got the two receivers in tight, two receivers outside. Go double. Bay Area blitzes a ton of people, but they leave a huge hole on Peterson on the option. And able to pick up about seven yards. So it's going to leave the second and three. A couple of the offensive linemen for the server really getting dominated by the defense. Wow. But as long as Eddie gets the outside, it's not really hurting them because all the pressure is up the middle. So you don't have too much to worry about. So we got second and three from the 21-yard line. They got the double spread. Took the formation. Let's see who's blitzing. Everybody's blitzing. Hey. Man's a stop, There's a short pass, but it fell incomplete. She was outside of number five, Clark. Mosley was on the cover, didn't get coverage. He's going to bring up 3rd and 3 and does stop the clock with under 14 minutes left in the third quarter. The fourth quarter, because we're in the fourth quarter now. Game's almost over. The area needs to stop here. So here we go. 3rd and 3. They got everybody in. They got the stacked receivers to the left. So I would think it's going left. That's what they've been doing most of the night. Here it comes. Sweeps to Moody to the left. They got it strung out pretty good. Rashad Brown missed the tackle. Everybody missed the tackle. And she finally picks up the first down. They, number 45, number 80, number 27 all had her in the backfield. Moody wormed her way through there and was able to pick up a first down. 27 is still down for the area. She does manage to get up. They didn't stop the play because of her, so she's going to stay in. But somebody else is still down. I can't see who it is. Oh, it is Moody. Moody is still down. She did a lot of spinning on that. Oh, her shoe came off.
I thought the shoe just came off on that.
So she's trying to put it in. So they have a equipment timeout right now while she puts her shoe back on. 27 did come out. They're looking at her leg, her left leg it looks like. Yeah, Moody's not walking gingerly or anything, so she should be back in the game. Shoe just got ripped off.
First down, they're not blocked.
So first and 10 from the 17-yard line. Clock is running. And the surgeon looking to add to their 33-0 score. Late substitution by the area. That was a huge play by Bay Area. Number 80 knocked the ball down. It looked like she caught it. And then Carmen Cruz, the receiver who was the intended receiver, got laid out by LaSar Brown. It looked like 80 tipped the ball and then caught it before it hit the ground for the fourth interception of the game. So that's a turnover on downs. One negative thing, two negative things pull out for taking a negative piece of game. Lots of penalties, and then four interceptions now. I mean, it really doesn't matter when you're up 33-0, but, I mean, second half performances, you've got to play a full 60 minutes. And from what Coach Tucker was telling me at the beginning of the game, they really haven't had to play a full 60 minutes all year. And once they beat the first couple teams by 70-plus points, they haven't been playing a full 60 minutes. So, when they play Dallas next weekend, I mean, I guarantee you that's going to be a 60-minute game. KC is very similar to the Spurs in that they play a passing team. So, obviously, they held KC, the highest scoring team in the league, to 20 points in the average 58. There's a deep pass. It was incomplete. First and 10 from the, looks like the 15-yard line, 22, threw a deep pass to number 8, Santa Hernandez. It was double covered. There was really no way that should have been ever completed, and it was thrown out of bounds. So we're going to say 2nd and 10. And that's what I was saying. Kansas City is the most potent offense, and City was considered number 2. Dallas is considered the best defense in the league. they only allow 59 points a game, or 59 points total, and the Surge have allowed 61. So the Surge will overtake that team defensive lead. But I can guarantee you the quality of opponent that Dallas State is higher than the third. So that should be a good game next weekend. There's a rollout by 22. She's got lots of room to run again. And this time she does. She outruns number 38. And it looks like she's going to pick up the first down. I guess the last one she threw an interception on. She rolled out and, I mean, she could have ran and didn't, and this time she did. So, obviously, you know, so they talked to her and said, hey, if you got room, get first downs. Need first downs. Don't leave her touchdown. So that's what she does. She has a pickup of 10 yards. Now it's 1st and 10 from the 25-yard line, 12 minutes left.
Make sure that
support
your
high school. Oh, so Barrett comes out under center, double tight end set, one running back. This is a straight drop back.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. That is an interception right there. The 22 hit, was looking to hit Sandra Hernandez, but she overthrew her, or underthrew her, however you want to say it. Desiree Wiseman was there, intercepted the ball, took it all the way back inside the five before being tackled by number 8. So, looks like they're going to be able to put that touchdown on the board. My colleague up here in the booth said number 81 was running down the middle of the field wide open. I did not see that as I was watching the quarterback run away from number 38. So it could be first and goal from the 3-yard line for the surge. Looking to get to 40 because they haven't made 40 yet this year. Haven't not yet made 40 this year. So then a double tight dive right up the middle. Moody bounces outside to the right. Everybody's trapped in. Nice tackle by 11 Mosley. Moody was able to stick on two bandits before Mosley said, "You can't step on me if I go for the left." So she was able to pick up about a yard. So it's going to be second and goal from the two now. It's just inside the two.
Good guard, good tackle there.
One of the drawbacks of being a shotgun style wide receiver everywhere type offense is that goal line, you know, when you need to pound it up the middle, you're not used to doing that. So I don't expect them to go up the middle. Everything's going to be outside. Here comes the option left. It's wide open, and Moody tries to bounce it, and instead gets leveled. Latrice Johnson was there. She should have just cut up field, but she tried bouncing outside, and Latrice Johnson was there, and then once and she slowed her down. Number 80 cleaned up the tackle, but she is limping back to the huddle. So, another half-yard gain, and that will be third and goal from the one.
Third and goal from about the 1-yard line again. Come on, San Diego, make some noise for the third. Oh, we got a slap on that. Put this
right here. Let's see if they can get this in. I mean, they got two plays to put it in. I guarantee you they're not going to kick an extra field goal from here. So they line up with a double tight again. Receivers at the tight end. And they got a receiver spread out wide on each side. Peterson is the QB. So what a snap. It's got to be a sack for sure. Now she gets away. She gets the corner. No, she doesn't. She misses. Wow. She made three people miss, but then number 3 put her up at the 5-yard line. Number 3 is Dominique Reed. So because they lost yardage and went all the way back to the 5-yard line, they are going to sit in the field goal unit.
Huh?
Let's see on the year. I don't – field goals. They've only attempted one field goal all year. She's 0 for 1 on the year. It's from the 5-yard line, so 2 yards longer than an extra point. Going to be, looks like they're putting the ball down at the 7, 12-yard line, so it's a 22-yard field goal. They've had some difficulties. Let's see if they get it up. Oh, it's good. She had a good 10 yards on that. Maybe that 36-0 with 9 minutes left in the game. So, a turnover all the way down to the 3-yard line, and their area forces a field goal. They're pretty pumped over there. I mean, they see the loss, but they're still playing with fight and passion. And this is the second-year team, and last year they played for the championship in the Tier 2 level of the IWFL. Ended up losing 9-2 to Montreal Blitz. And this year, there's only one level in the WFA, and they made it to the playoffs again. These two brands of football don't match, but so far they have held them to the lowest score of the year. There's a kickoff by Grant, goes straight to Mosley. Mosley takes it up here, bounces it outside to the right, has some good blocking. She's going to bring it back to about midfield, crossing the 45-yard line.
47 yard line?
It looks like they're going to bunker down right around the 45, 46 yard line. 45.
Does the defense come out and
go one more time? So we'll see what they can get going on offense. They haven't really accomplished much on offense. The times that they have been able to move the ball, they've only got it first down.
There's two.
A couple costly turnovers prevented them from scoring. I mean, I know they want to get on the board. They don't want to be shut out. They haven't been shut out this year. The lowest output they've had so far this year was 11-6 against the Central Cal War Angels in week 3. They were able to put 13 up on San Diego last time they played, but it's going to take a lot more than what they're doing right now. Number 22 is under center, double tight, single back. Not sure this is the way to go. They are going to pass. It's a blitz back side. It is picked up. They throw a ball, and there's a lot of hand checking down there. No penalty on the play, but there was number 8 was running downfield and was being hand checked by Wyman the whole time, and it could have gone either way. Because you're only allowed to bump within the first 5 yards, and that bumping was 25 yards downfield. So the play doesn't go for anything. It could be 2nd and 10 from the 45.
2nd and 10 from the 45.
See if they stay in that double tight formation. They do, but they pull in a fullback and a tailback. So let's see if they're actually going to run or try and single up. San Diego hasn't changed anything. They're staying in their 2D set, and they actually have the corner on this. Dakota Smith does not start up field. Dakota Smith had a good hold, a nice block, but he tried to go outside and lose his yard. Long forces to play wide, that she should have cut up, and she would have had a nice little seam to get the positive yard. They only lose about a yard on the play, but that should have been a positive game. So there is now facing 3rd and 11. And you got to wonder, do you go for it on 4th down if you don't get it? Because with 4th down, you give the surge back. The ball in. All right. Here we go. 3rd and 11 from the 44-yard line. They will be... tight end left, I formation, so double tight. They are going to go double tight. I formation. Looks like Latrice Johnson is 1-on-1. There's 2 deep for third, so they're not going to be throwing anything 2 deep. It's a play action pass. They're throwing, it's going to be another interception. Wyman's on the interception. It's like they're just throwing to a spot and not even paying attention to somebody's there. I mean, the ball was being thrown to a receiver. So it is a turnover. So Wyman on the interception, that's her 2nd interception. I think that's 2 possessions in a row she has an interception. So search start with the ball.
Again on the interception, did a great job.
1st and 10 at their 47-yard line. Surge looking like they're going to walk away victorious tonight. Will play host to the Dallas Diamonds. Dallas Diamonds have 4 championship rings. They're looking to add number 5. One for the fun is called this year. They have them in 2 different leagues. So, I mean, this will be the 3rd league they're trying to get a championship ring for. So, that should be an exciting game. And then, I'm not sure who hosts, but I think it's going to be Boston and Indy. First-string quarterback is now in for San Diego. And Aisha Rufo, her first action since earlier in the season, and it's a sweep to the right. Ashley Moody is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Fumbled the ball, but it looks like they're going to say ball. The fumble was caused by the ground. So they'll lose a yard. the officials are still talking, but they're well on the clock, so I'm thinking it's going to be what? So it's going to be 2nd and 11. Like I said, blue player number 7 is back in at quarterback for the first time in a long time. Got a lot of people seeing some playing time now. Bandits are looking to get the ball back. They're still adding pressure. What if that's going to be another? It's going to be a sack. And looks like they're going to stop play here. 2 players are down. The snap was low, and when Rufo went to go grab it, number 70 was thrown backwards to offensive lineman on top of her. took her a while to get up, and number 66 is down on the field for the area, laying on her back. I'm not sure. I didn't see what happened. I don't think she was in on the pile, but she's really close to where the ball is, so she very well may be. So with just over 6 minutes left, 36-0. It's third and 15 for the Surge. Not sure what they're looking at, but there are several people looking at number 66, and number 66 has had a monster game. If anybody stood out from the entire team for Bay Area, it would be 66. She's presented a couple touchdowns with her speed and tackling. Very impressed with her playing this game. Bay Area still playing. So I'm still in it. I'm going to take a quick break while they look over the injury, and I'll come back to you.
This game broadcast is brought to you by WFB Talk Continues. Weekend's going to be a big weekend of football. We'll get into that in a second. Right now we've got second and 10, two receivers in tight left. There looks to be a false start, but they didn't call it. Moody takes the ball up the middle, bouncing around, making a couple tackles. Make a couple tackles in this.
Run down the middle by Moody.
He's going to pick up about 6 yards, it looks like. He was bouncing back and forth. Going to bring up third down. So next weekend is a big weekend of women's football, all playoffs, both leagues. We're gonna have it looks like Indy and Boston.
And then we're going to have the Surge and the Diamond for the WFA. And then we're going to have several games in the IWFL as they have two tiers. They have Seattle and Modesto playing. And then they have, let me see, hold on, the play is getting ready to start. Third and four. Rufo calls out the cadence. There's a snap. Ball is quickly thrown but knocked down. They're going to call it incomplete. So, tier two for IWFL, we're going to have Seattle and Modesto, like I said. Then we're also going to have Intensity. And, my mind just blank. I forgot the other game. I'm going to have to look that up and get back to you. And the tier one level is going to be Atlanta and Carolina and California and Wisconsin. So there's going to be, what is that, six games next Saturday. So everybody out there in Women's Football World, be sure to check WFC Talk and see what games are going to be in broadcast. Hopefully we'll be able to set some up because it's fun listening and watching the football games. On fourth and four, there's a pass across the middle. Almost intercepted by number three, but it will be a turnover on downs. And with 4 minutes left, Bay Area may be able to run out the clock, maybe score, and hopefully save some face with not getting shut out. Surge haven't shut somebody out in a while now. Let's see. Surge last shutout came against the Showgirls. Now it's back in 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'll let you guys know.
Week 6. So, Surge is looking for that shutout. And the area is looking forward to prevent the new shutout for the first time this season. One of them kind of, that would be the other story to the game right there. Because it looks like the Surge are basically going to wrap this up with 4 minutes left. Even if they are able to score a couple of touchdowns, I don't think they're going to be able to score that many. So, now they're in the I formation, tight end left. He's going to run the ball. They got the corner to Coach Mitch. Once again, she could have cut up. Mosley and Long are in on the tackle, but that's going to be a 7-yard gain right there.
7-yard gain, though.
Smith, who I know is a very good running back, she has a lot of yards this year and a lot of yards in her career. I would think that's better now. There's at least two runs that I've seen that she should have cut up. Gain several more yards, or probably have a 20-plus play. I know they haven't had a 20-plus yard play. They've had a couple game-changing plays with the four interceptions, but they haven't really been able to muster much together on offense. I'm pretty sure they're held to less than 100 yards in offense this game. So on second and four, and she drops back a pass, trying to throw a quick out pattern to number eight. Good coverage by Wong, though, so far incomplete. With the clock with 3:10 left. So, So on third and four, Bay Area is looking to pick up that first down. They do not want to give the ball back to the Surge. Keeping them under 40 for the first time this year.
Now third down.
They are going to line up.
3 yards to go.
In the eye again, double to the left. See what they can draw up here. It's going to be a straight drop back pass. Good protection. She throws it deep. Anyone there? Nice protection by number two. Baby Wong was open. It was a perfect pass out of the shoulder. Riley, as soon as she saw the receiver put her hands out, stuck her hands up in the face, and the ball took off her hands. That was just a beautiful defensive play right there. And it looks like Bay Area is going to send in the punting unit, which is kind of surprising, but they're not going to go for it. They're going to look to make San Diego drive the whole field to score one more time. So with just over 3 minutes left, punt teams on the field. That's number nine, Pine. Lined up back. Got to be careful of the fake on this. They have everybody in tight. The punt is up, and it's straight down the field, and it's going to take some good bounces, and it's going to go well inside.
Just hand it out.
Okay, in the, inside the 20,
the, 18-yard line.
Oh, picked up and down by number 11, Kim Mosley. That's 18-yard line. So, the surge are 82 yards away from scoring and preventing them being held under 40 for the first time.
Down there.
Rufo is back in. The reason I know that is because I can't see her number 7 on the back of her jersey because she has long black hair hanging out the back. So she's back in at quarterback. And Moody is the running back. They're going to have the 4 wide receivers set, all of them in close this time. So I expect a run. There is a run right up the middle. Great penetration by number 2. Number 11, once again, tackled very low for a sure tackle and minimal gain of 2 yards. Nothing Murphy's always been very good at is tackling. She may be the smallest person on the field, but she uses that to her advantage by always saying, you know what, I'm lower than you, so I'm going to stay lower than you. So, could it looks like they're going to give him a gain. Yeah, it looks like 2 yards. So, here's a double spread. 45 actually squeezes back down. So does 81. So it'll be double still, but they'll have their two inside receivers close in. Good snap. This time it's going to be a pass. We're looking for number 45.
Oh, good pass down the middle.
Was dropped. Number 22 should have had a beat on that for an interception, but she let the pass happen and then put a hit on her and jarred the ball loose. And that's going to be the 2-minute warning with 1:54 left. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll get back to you in a couple seconds.
This has been a great job tonight. Again, folks, 2 minutes away from hosting another playoff game here next week. They will hang on to this week. Can I say it? Maybe it's a surge of power?
Formation. They have a tackle spread out far to the right. Two people go in motion. That's going to be all kinds of not good right there. It's going to be a sweep to Moody. She should just go down, not risk the getting hit, but she charged forward for 8 yards, but that's going to result in a negative play as 11 people on offense went in motion. So they're lined up in the trick formation and try to run a regular play, but not everybody was on the same page. Actually, everybody was on the same page. It was just not the page the coach wanted. So it's going to be a legal shift on the offense.
It's going to be a legal shift on the offense.
It could be a 5-yard penalty and bring up
about 5 yards. Give them a little bit more room to work.
and see if they're Barry has to accept this penalty because they did pick up 8 yards on the play. So it'll bring it all the way back to 15. And they got to get to the 28. So it's going to be 3rd and 13.
About 14 for the third.
They go back to their regular offensive set, which is the double spread. Which has in the short shotgun with Moody behind her. It pumps back into a zone. They see the zone, and there's the pick again. The fifth interception of the game. Quarterback slash safety, Sandra Hernandez, for Bear intercepts the ball. Five interceptions. Every quarterback that has played for the Spurs has been intercepted tonight. Now, this is the best field position that the Spurs have been in. The defensive adjustment on that was they lined up like they were going to blitz, and then right before Ripper called go or hut, they all spread out into a zone, and they only sent three people. And she tried to throw the post across the middle, but I mean, Hernandez is tucked back like the exact zone. And took it off and returned it all the way back to the 15-yard line. So now with a minute 39 left, we're looking to see who is going to come back victorious on the we have never not scored this year, or we're going to get another shutout. So here it is. We got the surge.
Come on, fans. Let's cheer them up. About 39 left.
Doubled right up for the Bears. They had 22 in the quarterback, 5 in the backfield. They're going to roll out and look to throw the ball. It's going to be picked off, I bet. It is picked off. Nobody was. Oh. So Riley gets his third interception of the game in the end zone. She takes it out. I'm not sure where they were throwing the ball because all the receivers had went inside, and she threw the ball to the corner of the end zone. And the only person there was Riley, who intercepted it and took it up the left side of the field. And was caught from behind by Kim Mosley. Wow. With 1:25 left, that looks like that's going to be the game right there. That was Bay Area's last shot at scoring. Nobody was on the same page, so it looks like they're going to maintain the shutout. Get another shutout on the season. I'd like to thank DJ and everybody at WFB Talk for organizing the setup for this game. Whenever I'm free, I try and get out here and help promote women's football. They are in the victory formation, so they're not going to look to add any more points. They're going to take a knee. Number 7 Rufo is in, taking the knee. So one more, maybe two of those, and that'll be the game. 36-0 is the final score. So Bay Area will show up for the first time this season. They only allowed 3 points in the second half. That's going to be something to be proud of, but they could have slowed down enough. Slowed down enough, I would say.
We're going to have another playoff game because of this. That's quick right here.
Next week, we're going to check out WLF. We'll be organizing a couple games. Check your local teams. Let's see. San Diego is going to be playing. Wisconsin, California. Boston and Indy. Then we have Seattle, Modesto, and of course we have Atlanta and Carolina. I can't remember that other game. Let's see if I can pull out. They took the last knee, and as the clock winds down, both teams walked to their respective sidelines. So the final score will end up being 36-0. And victory is won, and they move to 10-0. So San Diego moves to 10-0, and Bay Area will fall 7-3 on the season. I'm trying to find the other game that's going to be played next week, and I lose one more game, and I just can't remember what it is. So it's frustrating.
Thank you guys
for the New Orleans Timberwolves. That's the last game. So we got the Clayton Warriors, Phoenix and Ravens, the Golden State Locomotion, and the Jets. in the Dust Bowl area, you're going to have Dallas at San Diego, and then I believe Indy at Boston.
I really want to thank you guys for that.
Congratulations to all the teams for making it to the conference championship. One more and you're playing for a championship. Congratulations to San Diego for this hard-earned victory. And good job to the Bay Area for fighting to the end. Always trying to score and not letting them get in. Holding you up, San Diego. Really good offense to the lowest output of the season at 36 points. So congratulations to both teams for making this far. I've only left to move on, so congratulations to San Diego Surge. Once again, thank you to Becky Love Meacock, specifically BJ for running the switchboard. I'm Coach Penn. I got to return to practice next week because we're going to travel to Wisconsin. Look forward to hearing everything. Chat on the message board, group your team. Everybody have a good night, and I'm out.